Hi, and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of ourselves, mom, dad? How do we protect ourselves? How do we figure out where we're going to be? How do we pay for it? What about all the stuff that's out there I ran into some more this week. I'm going to be talking about it on this radio show. How do you deal with all the stuff? It's everywhere. I was talking to an attorney today who doesn't do elder law stuff, doesn't do estate, just does some other stuff. And he said the stuff that's out there that he sees relating to this subject is astonishing. It's really important, more important than ever, that you be informed. And I'm not going to be here forever, folks. It's just the way it is. It's a reality of life. And so while you have the opportunity to take advantage of my 30-plus years of experience and knowledge and insight on a very, very difficult subject, you might want to do it. Because you might be like someone that I'm going to talk to you about today who went somewhere and they didn't get very good advice. Someone else that I talked to that called up an organization and said, what can I do? And they said, well, there's nothing you can do. When in fact, there's lots that they can do, but that's not what they were told. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for 20 years on KFBK. Glad to have you here. If you're listening to us live, God bless you. If you know someone that can't listen at this hour or it's not available, all of my radio shows and podcasts are archived on my website. And my website is assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S. ETS, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Or you can always call me at 800-999-8007. Again, 800-999-8007. And I'll be happy to help. I have a workshop coming up on February the 9th at my office. It's at 10:30. It's limited to 12 people, and you're going to get a chance to figure out how you and your family can make decisions you never, ever thought you were going to have to make. You're going to have to deal with icky stuff you never thought you were going to have to deal with. And again, that seminar is limited to 12 people because that's all my office holds, and plus me, so that's a total of 13. There's only 12 seats. So if you've decided, and especially after what I say today, if you've decided that it's something that you think is important, then you might want to be there. And you can sign up on my website, assetsandaging.com. You have to have tickets to get in. So you can go to assetsandaging.com and sign up there, or you can call me 800-999-8007 and I'll get you tickets. But you have to have a ticket to get in. It's important. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. A couple things I have to get out of the way. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. Trust me, all attorneys are not created equal. All LDAs are not created equal. All whatever are not, there's good, and you know, on a bell curve, there's 20% good, 80% okay, 60% okay, and 20% who are incompetent on any bell curve if you relate it to any profession. So I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. And everything I talk about here is my opinion only. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I have to tell you that because there's a rule that says I have to tell you that. I'm a notary. That doesn't have anything to do with anything except I just renewed my notary. Got 100% on the exam. I'm very happy. I have a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents. Yes, it's legal, and I'm not an attorney. It allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I cannot obtain any special favors from courts. I actually don't do any court work, but, you know, I have to tell you all that. What else? I'm a notary, which you know, and I'm not securities licensed, and everything I talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice or advice on how to, replumb your house. I can't do that. So I want to tell you a story, and it's a true story. Somebody came to me recently. Oh, by the way, you can get my book. You can call me when you come to the workshop. My book's available. It's a great book. It's called Navigating Frailty. You should read it. It's only available through me. I had somebody come to me recently whose a spouse had died. They were sad. I was sad. Everybody was sad. And they were sad. The spouse had died. And they were concerned that they were getting older and that what happened. And the spouse had never gone into a nursing home. The spouse had died, I think, in the hospital. I can't remember exactly. It didn't matter. And this spouse was getting a little older, and they were really concerned. And they came with a relative, and the relative was very concerned and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And so they went to see somebody where they live, and that person had them sign a contract and sold them a Medi-Cal trust. I am looking at a copy of the contract, folks. So, and that is circled, and they charged them $10,000 to do that. And then right below that, it says, I disclaim any guarantees or estimates. So I'm going to get you a Medi-Cal trust that's going to help your husband who goes into a nursing home, but the husband never went into a nursing home, never was in a nursing home. The lady has never been in a nursing home, the wife, and they got charged $10,000 to do a Medi-Cal trust. I know that to be a fact because I'm looking at a copy of the contract. Here's the problem, folks. There's no such thing as a Medi-Cal trust. I've talked to, I can't tell you how many elder law attorneys. There's no such thing as a Medi-Cal trust. There is something called a Medi-Cal qualifying trust, which will make you ineligible for Medi-Cal, that nobody does. It says Medi-Cal, but it's what, from Oberon 93 or whatever it was from, a long time ago. But that'll make you ineligible for Medi-Cal. Remember, nobody was in a nursing home here. Nobody was in a nursing home. This was an attorney that did this. No one was in a nursing home. And they did a Medi-Cal trust. And then I don't want to get too weird because I'm not an attorney and I don't want to make it sound like it's a legal opinion. I've actually sent this to an attorney to review because it's beyond my pay grade. But the person that created the trust, the spouse, then did some things which the trust does not allow them to do. Not knowing that they couldn't do that, they did some things that the trust does not allow them to do. So I've sent that to an actual really good elder law attorney to try to deal with. So my point is, just because somebody says they're going to do something, so why would you need a Medi-Cal trust if no one's in a nursing home and you have money and you own a home and nobody's in a nursing home and there's no such thing as a Medi-Cal trust? It doesn't exist. I can't find it anywhere in the Medi-Cal regs. I've called several elder law attorneys who are really smart. They don't know of anything called a Medi-Cal trust. Here's my point. I also had somebody in this week that, you know, they are trying to get Medi-Cal for a loved one, a parent. And they called an organization and they were told that there was nothing they could do. Yeah, they couldn't do that. This organization actually told them there was a 3-year look back. And I actually pulled out the regulations and the forms to have to prove to them that there is no 3-year look back in California. Yet this organization in the Bay Area, who, you know, she called, told them that there was nothing they could do, that mom had too much money, and that there was a 3-year look back. None of those things, by the way, are true. None of them. None of them are, in fact, true. How do I say this again? None of them are true. And yet, people operate on the belief that it's true because somebody told them that. I teach my people to always to use this phrase, to learn it, memorize it, and use it. When somebody tells you there's a 3-year look back, ask them where it says that. When someone tells you you have to spend down, say, well, where does it say that? When someone tells you they're going to do a Medi-Cal trust, say, where is that in the Medi-Cal rules? Where's a Medi-Cal trust in the Medi-Cal rules? When somebody tells you something when it comes to long-term care, the key question always is, remember this question, where does it say that? Now, the daughter that came in the other day that had called the organization that said, in less than 5 minutes, I gave her all the regulations and the Medi-Cal forms that say it's not true. Needless to say, she was surprised. I said, did anybody that you talked to on the phone tell you this? No. They told me we couldn't do anything. So I guess, as always, with these two examples, one of them cost somebody a lot of money, 10 grand, to do a Medi-Cal trust, a trust that, to the best of my knowledge, does not exist. There are no Medi-Cal rules that create a Medi-Cal trust. But to the best of my knowledge, it doesn't work. I mean, my point is, the world is full, California is full of people who say they know this, they understand it, they do. They go to meetings, they go to trainings. The good attorneys that I know of, elder law attorneys that talk to me, they go to meetings, they keep their mouth shut, and then when they come back, they say, you're not going to believe what they said at the meeting where they're training other people to do this. And I said, yes, I would believe it. One of the persons had I got to be really careful here, had a designation, you know, like CPA is a designation, and attorney at law is a designation, doctorate, PhD is a designation. Well, they have a designation that says they're a certified something advisor. The Department of Insurance outlawed the use of that as being, anyhow, if you're an insurance agent, you can't use that designation, if you have it, in any of your advertisement. But the attorney that did the Medi-Cal trust was using that on their webpage. Yet the Department of Insurance, so there's all kinds of stuff out there. One of the proudest moments in my life is when I get thrown out of a meeting. I've been thrown out of a lot of trust mill meetings. I was told in a meeting I actually went to years ago for one of these designations because I thought, oh, that sounds good. I'd like to get this designation. It's now banned by the Department of Insurance. And I went to the meeting, and it was in a hotel over, I think, by the San Francisco airport or somewhere. I don't remember. It was in the Bay Area a long time ago. And I sat there, and they finally asked me to, and they brought in an expert on Medi-Cal from Minnesota, I think, or someplace. Massachusetts, maybe it was. They were an expert. This person was an attorney who was an expert on Medicaid, Medi-Cal. I asked so many questions. They asked me, they banned me from asking any more questions because almost everything that came out of the instructor's mouth was incorrect. And I kept saying, well, that may be true in Massachusetts, but it's not true in California. Well, I don't know. And one of the things I pride myself, in fact, I've stopped going because I'm too old to go now, is going to Trust Mill seminars and other seminars and just asking questions that nobody has, the person giving doesn't have the answer to. So always, where does it say that? Bob, can you tell me where it says there isn't a 30-month look back? Yeah, look at a Medi-Cal form called an MC-176-PI. You'll have to figure it out. Most workers have never heard of it before, but it's an MC-176-PI. When it comes to gifting and people tell you can't gift, go look at All-County Letter 9001, which was the first All-County Letter in 1990. It's still in effect today. And All-County Letter 9003. 9001 deals with assets, 03 deals with income. Go look at them. Go look at the regs. They're available online. The Medi-Cal manual is available online. When I first started doing this, it was in 2 4-inch or 5-inch black binders. You had to buy it from the state, and then they would ship them to you. And the regulations, and then you had to get updates that would come every month, and you'd have to take out the old pages. Now it's all online. You can go to the DHCS.ca.gov. What is it? DHCS.ca.gov, I think. The Department of Healthcare Services. And you can look at the manual. You can look at all the all-county letters. You can look at the MEPs. You can look at all that stuff. It's all available there. New regulations are available there. Lots of stuff is available. So when someone tells you something, it's really important that you ask, where does it say that? Where does it say that? Because you're going to get lots of information. Your families are scared when it comes to this subject. Dad's losing it. Mom's losing it. Grandma's losing it. People and families are scared. They don't know who to turn to. The problem is there's lots of people to turn to that don't have the right answers. How many of you have had something go wrong with your car and you finally have to go to 6 mechanics to find the one that says, oh, you just need to do this? How many of you? Lots of you. How many of you have had to go through 22 plumbers to find the one that actually can fix the leak or whatever it is? Or air conditioning guys. I'm so lucky I have the best air conditioning person on the planet Earth. He's just the best. I'm not going to give his name on the air because I don't want to make him feel bad or embarrass him. But he is simply the best heating and air conditioning guy that there is. He's got his own business, and he shows up on time, and he leaves on time, and when he never has to come back. Because everything's fixed the first time. I have the best handyman on the planet Earth. Why? Because when he's done, he never has to come back to do it a second time. When you find somebody good, you don't shop around. So here we are, talking on the radio. You're talking to California's single best source for information on the issues of aging. So why are you looking around? You've got me today. As I said, I won't always be here, but you've got me today. So why are you not taking advantage of the workshop, of coming in to see me, of doing all the things that need to be done? I don't have the answer. But I can tell you this, that you're at risk of getting advice. I've given you two examples today that could really wind up hurting your family and hurting your ability to protect what you've worked a lifetime for. Not everybody. Everybody has an answer. Not everybody has the correct answer. And if I don't know the answer to someone, I'm lucky. I know people that have those answers. I have access to the best caregiving agency, the best assisted living, the best nursing homes in town, the best CPAs in town, the best stockbrokers, the best what? Why? And I don't get kickbacks from any of them. Why? Because I want people to go to someone and then they never have to go again because they're going to get the right answer the first time. If you're ready to take the steps necessary to make a difference in your life, your family's life, if you've listened to my podcasts and you've got the 9th open, get to the workshop. February the 9th, 10:30, my office. I'm going to repeat this hour in the second half hour because I think it's important. But you have a chance to make a difference in your family's life. You can keep going out and talking to people who don't know what they're talking about or are charging exorbitant amounts of money for somebody who never used it. Or you can get to a workshop. You can sit down. You can call me. My appointments are free. You can call me and get in to see me, 800-999-8007. You can sign up for my newsletter or sign up for a workshop at assetsandaging.com. That's ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. You can get information, you can get help, and you can get the truth. You can know when we're done how you can prepare and protect what you've worked a lifetime for. You can know for a certainty that you don't have to spend down. You can know it won't be lost. You can know that there won't be an estate recovery. You can know all that stuff, or you can just keep bouncing off of walls looking for somebody who will tell you a tale. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Sign up for my workshop, sign up for the newsletter, send me an email. But get the help you need. Families, get involved. Children, get involved. Parents, allow your kids to get involved. But make a difference in the life of your family and of that person who's beginning to fail, beginning to become frail, who can't make wise decisions. Get up off your you-know-what and make a difference. During the break, after the end of the show, go make the phone call, sign up for my workshop on my website, assetsandaging.com. But make a difference today in your life or the life of that person that you love. It happens to everybody. Happens to me. It's going to happen to my wife. It's going to happen to my grandma and grandpa. It happened to my parents. It's going to happen to my best friends. It's going to happen to everybody. We're all going to get older, and we're all going to become more frail. So as we lose independence, which we all are going to do, how do we make wise decisions? 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Get to my workshop on the 9th of September at 10:30. It'll last an hour and a half. It's limited to 12 people. Or if you have an immediate need, call me at 800-999-8007 and get in and see me. The consultation is free. Just tell me you heard me on the radio. 800-999-8007. There's a lot of Job's advisors out there. Job's advisors, as you all know from the story of Job, gave him advice. And their advice always had one thing in common. It was always wrong. Beware of Job's advisors when it comes to planning for your family's future and your frail loved one. Give me a call today, 800-999-8007. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Get to my workshop on February the 9th, or get in to see me. Bring your family. Set up a family conference as soon as you can. Thanks so much for being here with me every week. I love the privilege of being here. I love what I do. I'm going to do it as long as I can. Use me to make a difference in your family's life. I can do it, and we can do it together. Again, thanks for joining me. We will see you next week right here, same time, same place, Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. You have a great, great day. Bye-bye.